If you've ever used one of those cork boards on the wall where you can pin stick notes to it, or you've done one of those activities, perhaps in a professional development session, where you get a load of sticky notes and you put your ideas on and then paste them to the wall, that's the basic principle of corkboard.me. So it's a good brainstorming tool, really useful for gathering lots of ideas and posting them into a single place so everyone can see the ideas which are emerging. You can also move them around on the screen, so each little sticky note that's added to the corkboard can be dragged around. When you visit corkboard.me, you're presented with a blank corkboard. It has a unique URL, so you can share that with other people and they can come and contribute to it too. Clicking in a blank area of the corkboard generates a little sticky note, and you can simply type text into the sticky note. You can change its colour to one of a few colours within a small palette. As I said, you can drag it around, you can resize it, make it smaller, larger. You can delete sticky notes, and sometimes that might be necessary if you're getting duplicates popping up. So being able to group ideas and classify them, drag them into ideas under a common theme is quite useful. You can zoom in and out if you start to get the screen starts to become cluttered or you need more detail. You can, as I said, share it with other people just by distributing the URL. But you need to remember that it's not secure. Anyone with that URL can post to that sticky board. If you need more features like greater security or making the corkboards private, then you'd need to subscribe, and it's by monthly subscription. That's pretty much it. A really useful way of gathering ideas, perhaps even posting a question and getting responses to that question, and everybody being able to see those responses.